Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We're back on the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. We're in Hoover, Alabama, or at least my guest is, Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State Baseball, getting ready for his first SEC tournament as the head coach and the skipper of the Diamond Dogs. And Coach, it is now the postseason. Does anything change for you as far as preparation or messaging once you enter this time of year?
Oh, for sure. For the players and the staff, this is the most exciting time of the year. You know, for the players, their academic work is completed. It's all baseball, and you know, you're playing for everything. And you know, this is an opportunity to compete for an SEC championship, and you got to take them one at a time, just like you do in an NCAA tournament. But you know, the regular season's over. And you move on, and you know, this is the exciting time of the year where you just pour everything into every game. And if you don't in the SEC tournament, if you don't win, you go home. So I know our guys are excited and looking forward to the opportunity.
So you look at the last two weekends for your team, they've kind of had a postseason feel to them with the stakes that were on the line in terms of hosting, possibly getting a national seed, the teams that you were playing, the quality of teams. You get the opening win both weekends, but unable to capitalize after that. Obviously, these are different teams you're playing, different circumstances, playing at home, playing away. But was there something that you saw from your team both weekends that stood out to you as why you weren't able to get those series wins?
No, there wasn't. You know, I mean, certainly there's a lot of things somebody could analyze. But, you know, Brian, we don't play for – you know, the games to host regionals or be top eight national seed, those are a byproduct of winning the games, you know. And so, you know, you'd have to analyze each game individually. But, you know, certainly one weekend, maybe we didn't, we weren't offensive enough. One weekend, we didn't pitch well enough. But, you know, that's over. We've moved on and looking forward to what we have in front of us.
I know as a former pitching coach, the Saturday game with 13 walks had to have you seeing three shades of red. What did you and Coach Parker talk about with your pitchers after that game?
We didn't. You know, you just you move on, and you move on to focus on what the next opportunity is. And obviously, it's clear to them that you know you have to throw more strikes. Part of that has to do, you know, Texas A&M has a really good offense, and you're, you know, in that ballpark, it was an incredibly offensive ballpark all weekend. Wind was blowing out and a lot of home runs hit. So, you know, sometimes in tough situations, you nibble a little bit. What you like to stay away from is the 3-1 and or four pitch walks. And, you know, we had a couple of those, and those are not what you like to see. But, you know, we know those guys are better than that, and they will be moving forward.
When we talk about having the postseason that your team wants to have, and I, you know, the Omaha Room is named that for a reason at Mississippi State. What is this? Does this team need to change something, or does it need to find something it was doing earlier in the season to have that kind of success?
Oh, I just think it's consistency, you know, that you get everything. When you're getting the postseason, everything has to click at the same time. You know, you got to get really high quality starts. And if you don't, you need somebody to come out of the bullpen to hold the game. You got to finish games on the mound, you know, in the postseason when everybody's fighting for their life for the end of the season, you know, it's difficult to close games out. So you got to have somebody on the mound that can finish, and certainly need to be clicking offensively. And so the teams, you know, we've all seen it over the years that I've seen teams that have been, you know, the best team in the country all year and not be able to get out of a regional. And you've seen teams get hot and make deep runs and get to, you know, something like Omaha. And just because they get hot at the right time and everything's clicking at once. So that's what you try to focus on. is firing on all cylinders, and I believe in our team and believe that all the experiences that we've had. Hey, listen, this league is tough, right? And I believe, like I've shared with the team, it prepares you for the opportunities that you have in front of us, and it beats you up, and you got to keep your head up and take the learns, and then what you try to plan on is all those co learns collectively add up to hopefully playing your best baseball at the most important time of the year.
So it's day one of the SEC tournament for our listeners. We're recording this they were in the bottom of the ninth in the first game. We've seen ABS in action already. The Missouri catcher's actually having a really good day against the umpires. What have your conversations been like with your pitchers, your catchers, and your batters about ABS and how you would like to see them use it?
Well, I think it's a good thing that we're trying it out in the SEC tournament. The challenge is that none of the players have the ability to having used it before, unlike Major League Baseball. So, you give them some guiding principles of how to use it. You can't use it out of frustration. From a pitching catching standpoint, I've instructed our guys for the catchers to have control of it because they're right behind the plate and really understanding the zone. And sometimes pitchers get emotional. From an offensive standpoint, you want to utilize it in meaningful situations, right? Because you only get three challenges. So you kind of look at it to where is it egregious, take advantage of it from that standpoint.
So as we were saying, we don't quite know who your opponent's going to be yet. Have you made a decision about who you want to start in the game on Wednesday, or is that going to depend on who ends up winning this game we're waiting on?
Yeah, we'll make that decision tonight. Part of it has to do with opponents. Part of it had to do with practice today and how some guys are feeling coming out of the weekend at Texas A&M. So we'll put all that together and decide what our plan is. That said, it'll be take them one at a time. I don't try to plan this out as far as what do you have to do pitching wise to win the whole tournament. You don't have a chance to win the whole tournament unless you win the first one.
And that being said, I'm not trying to figure out who's starting or anything, but if you look ahead to Thursday, you have a chance to kind of keep your rotation the way that it's been. Is that kind of where you're leaning, or are you thinking about moving guys up, moving guys back?
Like I said, we'll analyze it on who the opponent is, Brian, and make that decision. And the driving force is going to be to win the first game and then move on from there.
Couple of injury updates. We'll start with our weekly one with Ryan McPherson. He was able to get you into the third inning. Feels like he's starting to expand a little bit. How many pitches would you like for him to be able to throw if he gets a chance this week?
We haven't determined that. That's going to be determined from how his bullpen goes and whatnot. So, we haven't made a definitive decision on what his pitch limit was. I felt like other than a few of the walks, his stuff was better throughout his outing, and that was encouraging to see. And hopefully, we just he gets the opportunity to pitch this week, and we can continue to build on what we've been working on with him. And so he's not only hopefully helps us win this week, but most prepared for an NCAA regional.
And then with Kevin Malewski, had to pull him from the game on Friday. Didn't get to go for you on Saturday. It was unfortunate because he was having a really good weekend at the time of his injury. What's the update on him? You were just talking about the catchers with ABS. Is he planning to play this week?
Yeah, he's in a little bit of concussion protocol right now, and so he moved around at practice a little bit this morning, and so it's just kind of a day-by-day situation. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow morning, and it'll kind of be assessed on a day-by-day based on where he's at. He took a foul tip and got jarred pretty good, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow morning. But it wasn't super promising today on based on what he was able to do.
We'll wrap things up with this, Coach. You're in the postseason now. It's not win or go home when you get into the regionals. You can take a loss there, but by and large, the pressure's on. When it's win or go home, Coach, what's the biggest challenge you face as a coach?
I wouldn't say that there's a challenge. It's more that when your team is in this situation, they got to pour everything into it, right? And leave it all out on the field. And so that's more what it's about, is it's about the approach that we take, and I know that they'll be ready to have that approach starting tomorrow morning.
Postseason baseball in Starkville, or in Hoover in this instance, and then we'll see about what happens next week with the potential of a Starkville regional. Coach O'Connor, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.